The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
A youth e-cigarette epidemic, still a very serious public health threat. Last year, more than 2.5 million high schoolers and even middle schoolers reported current e-cigarette use, a higher number than in 2021. So what do we do? Joining us now to talk about the youth vaping epidemic and an innovative free digital curriculum with resources to help young people quit. It's called Vaping, Know the Truth. Amy Taylor is the Chief of Community Engagement at Truth Initiative. Amy, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you joining us. Terry Smith on the line as well, Coordinated School Health and ESSER Facilitator for the Lincoln County Schools. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, I appreciate you both joining us. Amy, I want to start with you. How did you get to the? How did we get to the point where we have what's called an epidemic in our country with youth vaping, and why is it so important that we address this health crisis now among young people?
Yes, as you said at the beginning, 2.5 million high school and middle school students are vaping. I think what is more concerning is actually about half of high school students that are vaping are doing so on a near daily basis. And so that's of great concern.
Terry, how have you seen this impact the students that you work with?
Within our school system, the sheer number of students that continues to increase daily almost is astonishing. It's mostly seen in our high school population, but we're also seeing students as early as fourth and fifth grade with vapes, and that's very concerning for us, especially the health risks that are involved.
Yeah, and if you could just for a moment talk about the health risks, because I think a lot of kids and even their parents aren't really fully aware of what those risks are.
Well, nicotine is very dangerous for young people. It impacts their developing brain, and many young people don't even know that vapes include nicotine.
Yeah. Amy, what kind of resources are available to help educate young people about these dangers and help those who are already using e-cigarettes to quit?
Well, we know that when young people have the facts and feel empowered, that they're going to make informed decisions, which is why we're so excited about our curriculum, Vaping Know the Truth. It gives young people the facts so that they can not start vaping. And it also gives them resources through our This Is Quitting program to help quit for those who are vaping.
Terry, you've used this curriculum. How has it helped your students?
It's been very powerful for our students. It kind of gives them the knowledge and the information to make good decisions. We're finding that through using the Vaping Know the Truth and the modules, when the students complete those, they have a better knowledge of the health risks that they're facing with this daily vape use.
Amy, where can people go for more information about Vaping, Knowing the Truth, and other available resources?
Go to truthinitiative.org.
Truthinitiative.org. We will check it out. Thanks, Amy. Thanks, Terry. Appreciate you both joining us.
Thank you.
Bye now.